Blog Talk Radio.
$7, but they took it, and I want it back. Nonetheless, I never know where that person lives, so I don't know where that person is. I will forget about it. Turn with me. Turn your Bibles with me to John 4, and we will start reading at verse 24. That's John chapter 4, and we will start reading at verse 24. This is about the woman that was at the well. It says, in verse 24, it says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You got it. You must worship him in spirit and in truth. You don't tell. Why would you want to tell our Father a lie? Worship him in spirit and truth. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee, am he. He is telling this woman, I am the Christ. He says, Jesus said unto her, I that speaketh unto you am he. She has said that she knows that when the Messiah cometh, he will tell who is called the Christ. He will tell her everything. And he told her, I am he. Verse 27, and upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman, yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou to her? The woman then left the water spot and went her way into the city, and said to the men, see, a man which told me things that told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then the men went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. The disciples, one to another, had any man bought him aught to eat? Well, have bought him nothing. It ought to be mean zero or nothing to eat. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And my will is the same. I have read to you chapter 4 of John, verses 24 to verse 35. I ask my Father to open up your eyes and ears and understand what has been read to you. And I will tell you, I'm going to go a different route from what I usually do. I normally do not introduce myself right away, but I feel the need to do that. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy and rest. You'll find it in the Ten Commandments. It's found in verse 8. Please write that down so you will understand and not have to ask this other preacher that comes on ready on TV early in the mornings. You'll know it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts on Friday evening around this time and ends around this time on Saturday evening. I ask that you have your three P's ready and handy. They are your pen, pencil, and paper. Just in case you want to jot down anything or any scripture that I may state to you. I want to say welcome to Sabbath School. I am going to pick up reading where I left off in the book of Numbers. And I left off on number 6, but I finished chapter 6. And now I'm going to go into chapter 7, Numbers chapter 7. But again, I usually tell you that Hosea 4 and 6 in the Old Testament says, in the Old Testament, that's spelled H-O-S-E-A, 4, and then a dot dot 6, semicolon 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I will reject you, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget children. And of course, we don't want that. We want our children to have the best. And then I also tell you constantly to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. It says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase more to ungodliness. So it appears to me that when we give up the ghost, we will be tested, and we should know as much as we can about the Bible. Now, my father told me years ago to feed his sheep, and I don't know how to feed his sheep other than to read the Bible and try to explain it to you, what the words say to you. And a lot of times, I don't know what the words say to you. Some of these words are so strong, or they're too much for me, but I try to pronounce them anyway. I have read chapter 7 over, and there are many words in chapter 7. So let me start reading now, because I would like to finish chapter 7 and start with chapter 8, but I know that I will not. I'll be lucky, or I'll be blessed, if my Father allows me to finish reading chapter 7. Read along with me. Take out your King James Version of the Bible, or whatever version of a Bible that you have, and it should say pretty much the same that I will read unto you. Numbers chapter 7, verse 1. And it came to pass on the day that Moses had fully set up the tabernacle and had anointed it and sanctified it and all the instruments thereof, both the altar and all the vessels thereof, and had anointed them and sanctified them. Anointed and sanctified, it pretty much means the same. That is to bless it with water or oil. He blessed them, and he sanctified them and anointed them. Verse 2, that the princes of Israel's head of the house of the families who were the princes of the tribes and were over them that were numbered offered, and they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for 2 of the prince, and each one an ox. And they brought them before the tabernacle. And you know, the tabernacle, if you don't know, I will tell you that the tabernacle is a tent. And that was set up for like a church for them to go and do whatever the church does. And mostly praising God. Verse number 4. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take of them that they may be to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And of course, you know, the congregation is like a group of people. It's an assembly. And thou shalt give them unto the Levites, to every man according to his service. And Moses took the wagons and the oxen and gave them unto the Levites, 2 wagons and 4 oxen. He gave unto the sons of Gershom. I should say Gershom, spelled Gershon, according to their service. 4 wagons and 8 oxen he gave unto the sons of Merari, according to their service, under the hand of Ishtamai, the son of Aaron, the priest. But unto the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonging unto them was that they should bear upon their shoulders. So I'm thinking that they should carry on their shoulders or their back the things that belongs to the sanctuary. And it says shoulders here. So I don't want to deviate from what our Father has written. You know, just like one pastor said, the trees, he was saying in Jeremiah 11, the trees were people, and that's not accurate as far as I'm concerned. I think that he misread or misunderstood. When he said trees, that's what he meant. He meant trees. And just that same day that I saw him say that, well, the next day, that morning, I saw him say that. I had seen on the travel show where these Europeans went into the forest and cut down a tree. So I said, now, he's been preaching for 30-some-odd years. How many mistruths has he spoken to his congregation? In fact, I don't want to anything that is not correct. If I misread it or mispronounce it, you go into your Bible and read it for yourselves and then pronounce it correctly. Whereas if I mispronounce it, you will pronounce it correctly. Verse number 10, Numbers, we're in Numbers 7, Numbers chapter 7, verse number 10. And the princes offered for dedication of the altar in the day that it was anointed, even offering before the altar. And the Lord said unto Moses, they shall offer their offering, each prince on his day, for the dedication of the altar. And he that offered his offering the first day was Nahshon, and spelled Nahshon, the son of Amminadab, Amminadab, of the son of Joshua. And his offering was one silver charger. A charger is a plate. So he offered one silver plate, and they were called chargers back then. The weight of was 130 shekels. One silver bowl of 70 shekels. And shekels is money. It's unitary money. I didn't get it up, but I did not write it down. Excuse me, I had to belch. I didn't mean, and I'm belching, went after the neck, trying to speak with you all. And that's one thing that always seems to happen to me when I start reading the Bible. I start belching. Maybe my Father in heaven will tell me when it's my time to come up to him. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekels of the sanctuary. Both of them were flour mingled with oil or a meat offering. One spoon of 10 shekels of gold full of incense. One young bullock, a ram, and a lamb of the first year for the burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nahshon, the son of Abinadab. on the second day, Nathanael, that's what I say, is spelled Nethaneel, and I am saying Nathanael, the son of Zura, spelled Z-U-R-A, prince of Ophir. He offered for his offering one silver charger, and that charger, remember, is a plate. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of flour mingled with oil for the meat offering. One spoon of gold of 10 shekels. So that's one spoon of gold. One spoon. I'm thinking that it was one spoon of gold. It was the color gold. With 10 shekels full of incense. That's what I'm thinking. Verse 21. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of goats for a sin offering, and for an offering, verse 23, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, and five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nathanael, the son of Zura. But on the third day, Eliabib, it's spelled E-L-I-A-B. I'm calling his name Eliabib, the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun, did offer. His offering was one silver charger. And of course, I don't have to tell you, it's a plate. That weight thereof was 130 pounds, shekels. One silver bowl of 70 shekels, the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering. And one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. I hope I misplaced my where I was. I think I was in verse 26, and I went and read verse 27. Let me go back to verse 26. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. Verse 27, one young bullock, one young ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Verse 28, one kid of a goat for a sin offering, and a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, and five goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliab, E-L-I-A-B. I am pronouncing it Eliab, the son of Helon. Verse 30. And the fourth day, Elizur, the son of Shedu, prince of the children of Reuben, of Reuben, did offer. This offer was one silver charger, and that's the plate again, of the weight of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of the shekel of the sanctuary, and all of them are supposed to offer like one silver bowl of 70 shekels, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. And you will find that all of these young men are offering the same thing to the sanctuary. They just have different days. One goat of the sin offering for a sacrifice of peace offering. Two goats, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Zerah, the son of Shedeur. I had to burp. And I'm still burping. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, the son of Zerah, body, prince of the children of Simeon, did offer. This offer was one silver charger, the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekels of the sanctuary. They all are offering the same thing each day. Both of them full of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels of incense. One young bullock, one ram of the first year for a burnt offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering and for a sacrifice of peace offering. Two oxen, five rams, five lambs in the first of the first year. This was the offering of Shulamite. So I'm saying that wrong. It's spelled Shulamiel. I would say Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, Elisaphat, the son of Dur, prince of the children of Gad. This offering was one silver charger, and of course the charger's one plate. He's offering the same things as the other fellows offer. One weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, one after the lose my place. And I just lost it. Now, I'm back at verse 43. This offering was one silver charger, of course, you know that plate, of the weight of 130 pounds, 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. One young buck, one ram, one lamb offering. One kid of the goats for a sin offering and for a sacrifice of peace offering. Two oxen, five rams, five goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliezer, the son of Duel. On the seventh day, Eliezer, the son of Aminahu, prince of the children of Ephraim, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight thereof, not thereof, whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of them. Let me read verse 50 again. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of a goat for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliezer, the son of Aminadab. Aminahu, I spell A-M-M-I-H-U-D. On the eighth day, offered Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goat of a sin for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, offered two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five lambs of them of the first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedahsur. On the ninth day, Adrian, the son of Gimeon, the priest of the children of Benjamin, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of goats for a sin offering, a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Adrian, the son of Gimeon. On the tenth day, Asher, the son of Fellow's name, A M M I S H S-A-D-D-A-I, Prince of the Children of Dan, offered. And I hate that I cannot pronounce his name. I don't know. I would guess that Amenishad, the Prince of the Children of Dan, offered. His offering was one silver charger. Of course, you know that's a plate. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for the burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, one for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Asher, the son of Amenasheti, on the 11th day. Pedro, the son of Osran, prince of the children of Asher, offered. His offering was one silver charger, one decimal plate. The weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was an offering of Pedro, the son of Ocran, on the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, prince of the children of Naphtali, offered. This offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of a goat for a sin offering, and for an offering of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication of the altar in the day when it was. Let me start that over. Verse 84. This was the dedication of the altar in the day when it was anointed by the princes of Israel, 12 chargers or 12 plates of silver, 12 silver bowls, 12 spoons of gold, each charger, each plate, well, each charger of silver weighed 130 shekels, each bowl 70. All the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels after the shekels of the sanctuary. The golden spoons were 12, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekels of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. All the options for the burnt offering were 12 bullocks, the rams 12, the lambs of the first year 12, with the meat offering, and the kids of goats for sin offering 12, and all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offering were 24 bullocks, the rams 60, and the he-goats 60, the lambs of the first year 60. This was the dedication of the altar after it was anointed. And when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with them, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from mercy seat, which was upon the ark of the testimony, from between two cherubim. And he spake unto him. And that was the reading of chapter 7. I read it all, and I have 1 minute. I am going to say a closing prayer. Father, please, I thank you for protecting us, especially protecting us from the evil one, better known as Satan. Thank you again. And I say all in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. And I tell you all, read James chapter 4, verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will do this and do that. If it's the Lord's will, I'll be back with you Tuesday. Thank you. Amen. I want you all to read Numbers chapter 8, as well as if you can get to chapter 9. I'll be back to read it to you then. Now, I want you all to go to Amazon and purchase my books. I keep telling you, as well, I keep telling you to go to Google Play and purchase this book, this album. It costs you 99 cents. High and Lifted Up. That's the album. I want you to go to Amazon and purchase for 99 cents. I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my books. I have three: The Unseen, The Passing, The Broken Plant. They are by Sandra Harris. Get them. Make me happy. Do something for me, and I will appreciate it. Remember, read Numbers chapters 8 and 9. That would be your lesson for Tuesday. He
He won't let you down. And I know He lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand.